back to your leg.
Okay. If a child wanted to hide from you, he'd run behind the sofa and so you couldn't see him, he'd do what?
Stoop.
What's the difference between stooping and squatting?
Well, when you squat, you almost sit down. When you stoop, you kind of lean over.
Do you ever say hunker down or down on your haunches?
Hmm.
If someone had been sick for a while, you say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit
bad.
What else could you say?
Peaky.
If someone who's in good shape, you say he's big and
healthy.
But he's not weak, he's
strong.
What if he's getting a little overweight? You call him?
Getting fat.
Do you ever say stout?
Mm-hmm.
How would you use that?
Well, he's getting stouter. Stouter than he used to be.
Does stout mean kind of overweight?
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever use stout talking about butter that was turning bad?
About what?
Butter that's turning bad. Would you ever call it stout?
Yes, we'll call it strong.
And someone who's always smiling and doesn't lose his temper, you say that he's
good nation.
And someone who just seems to be all arms and legs, he's growing too fast, you say that he's like a teenager.
Getting too fast.
What would you say about someone who's always stumbling and dropping things?
A blunder. I like my old car now.
Or you'd say that he's really...
He blunders around.
Do you ever call someone gangling or clumsy or gawky?
Mm-hmm.
What would you say?
Did you say stumbling?
Yeah, if he's always stumbling and he's not graceful.
Yeah, well, that's what you'd say.
A person that keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you say they're just a plain
fool.
And someone who has a lot of money but really hangs on to his money, you call him a
spender.
Well, he's just the opposite of that. He never spends money.
Oh, stingy. Or
well, he's a what?
Miser.
When you say that a person is common, what does that mean?
Common?
Uh-huh.
Well, you mean you see them every day and not anything unusual when you see one.
Would it be a compliment to say that someone's common?
Sometimes it wouldn't, sometimes it wouldn't.
What if you said that a girl is common? What would that mean?
I mean that she wasn't polished up, ain't it?
And a person, an old person who still has a lot of energy, gets around real well, can still do all their work, you say that they're...
active.
Okay. What else could you say besides active?
Industrious.
Or for their age, they're still awfully
active, I guess.
Do you ever say peppy or spry?
Oh,
or?
No.
Huh?
No, ma'am.
And if your children are out later than usual, you say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little
uneasy.
And someone else would say, well, they'll be home all right, just don't
worry.
And a child might say, I'm not going to go upstairs in the dark. I'm
afraid.
And someone who leaves a lot of money on the table, then goes outside and doesn't even bother to lock the door, you say that they're mighty what with their money?
Bother.
Or they leave the money on the table and go outside and don't even lock the door. You tell them you shouldn't be so
careless.
And you'd say there's nothing really wrong with her, but sometimes she acts kind of
foolish.
What else could you say besides foolish? If she acts a little different from everybody else. Do you ever say someone acts queer or quar?
Queer, I've seen that.
What does that mean when you say someone acts queer?
Well, they don't act like they normally act.
Has that word changed meanings in the past few years? Do you ever hear someone called a queer?
Call what?
Say, like, he's a queer. Do you ever hear it used that way?